Hey everybody, Dimity here with our first guided workout for many happy miles. Every month I'm going to bring you a workout, a cardio workout, where I'm literally working out alongside of you. So today I am on my basement. I'm on my basement. So you can tell it's unscripted, first of all. I'm in my basement on my bike. And so if you hear a little whirring of the pedals, that's what that is. I will be, you know, taking it easy, doing the hard intervals with you, and talking you through the whole thing. Today we have a workout called Glide It Up. Glide It Up. And it is a workout that emphasizes ease, fluidity, sliding, gliding, just kind of trying to, there are some intervals in this for sure, but the idea is we don't want to make anything too hard. We're going to kind of just glide from one intensity to the other, being mindful of our bodies, being mindful that it is the beginning of the year, and we are coming off of some times where, you know, it's the holidays. It is sometimes hard to keep a routine going. It's hard to eat well. It is hard to do all the things. But let's stand back for a second here. Let's zoom back for a second. So Glide It Up is a 32-minute workout. I've already got us on the clock. So if you've started already, awesome. If not, let's start that warm-up right now. The workout goes like this. It is a 10-minute warm-up. So that's where we are right now. So I want it nice and easy, nice and easy. I'll come back to that in a second. Then we have 12 minutes of intervals. It is 3 times through 4 intervals, and then we have a 10-minute cooldown. So unpacking that just a little bit, again, we are on our warm-up right now. Should be easy. I want you walking right now, or easy, easy jog if you are out on the road or on a treadmill. Either one. Whether you're going to run this or run walk this, it is you're able to talk to yourself right now like I'm able to talk to you. You're not working too hard, just letting the blood flow, getting into the mindset of a workout. The intervals, like I said, we're going to go 3 times through 4 intervals. We actually start with a recovery interval. So the first one is a minute at an RPE of 4, which is the scale of 1 to 10. So that 4 is very easy. It may be exactly the pace that you're going right now, exactly that effort, maybe a tiny bit harder, but emphasis on tiny, like very easy. The second interval, also a minute, is an RPE of 6. So we're just going to turn that volume up 2 notches to a 6. So it's kind of a tempo pace. If you're a runner, it's, you know, marathon pace, maybe the beginning of a half marathon. You're not working crazy hard. It's not like you're grasping for speed or grasping for breath. You're just working a little bit harder. Then our third interval, we're going to go back to that RPE of 4 for 1 minute. And then finally, we're coming up to an 8, which is challenging. I'm not going to lie, but it's 1 minute. And so an 8 is going to be somewhere, you know, it's like a top of a 10K pace, 5K pace, like you're working for sure. But we're going to try to make it easy, right? I'm probably going to say easily 40 times over the next 32 minutes. So if you want me to pull out a thesaurus, I'll do my best to kind of give some other words besides easy. But that's really, even though we're doing intervals, we're going to try to keep it sliding, gliding, fluid, just feel effortless. Effortless is not the right word, but you know what I'm saying. Okay. And then we're going to repeat that 3 times through. So the intervals go, they're all 1 minute. They go RPE 4, 6, 4, 8. So it's a good opportunity to kind of find those different efforts, glide between them, try to feel what's different between a 6 and an 8, a 6 and a 4. I'm going to talk in a minute about how to execute this workout, whether you are walking on a cardio machine or you're running or run walking. Okay. And then, and then we're going to end with that 10-minute cool down. And that's pretty much self-explanatory. So we are about 5 minutes into our warm-up right now. If you are walking and you want to pick up the pace a little bit, you can do that if you want to start jogging. But again, we're keeping it easy, keeping it easy. Okay, so if you are on a treadmill and you're running this, you're just going to keep the treadmill with the incline at 1 or 2% the whole time and adjust the speed. Same if you're doing run-walk intervals. I want you to keep, you know, the incline is going to stay static and you'll adjust the speed as you walk in and out of the intervals. If you are walking, either walking outside or walking on a treadmill, walking at an RPE of 8 is very hard. At a 6, you're just going to, 6 isn't that hard. You can pick up your cadence, swing your arms a little bit faster, shake that booty, you know, pretend like you're walking super fast, like you're trying to get to a gate, your flight's about to leave in 3 or 4 minutes, you got to get there. So if you're outside walking, I want you just to do RPE 4-6-4-6. You're just going to alternate between those two and not worry about the 8. If you're on a treadmill and you're walking, I want you to crank the incline. We are going to work the incline if you're walking. So for the RPE 6, I want you to be either at a 5 or 6 incline. And for the 8, I either want you to be at a 7 or 8% incline. You decide. There's not a huge difference between 5 and 7, 6 and 8, but that's your choice. If you're on a cardio machine, you can do this on an elliptical. You could do it on a bike, like I'm doing it right now. You could do it on a Stairmaster or a Stepmill, keeping it easy. And the way that you're going to adjust your resistance is, of course, just to increase the resistance on your machine. Here's the key, though, and I'll talk about this during the intervals, is you're going to want to keep your resistance pretty high. I'm sorry, not your resistance, your RPMs, your cadence. Same thing's going to go if you're running for this. If you're running outside, obviously you can adjust it by the speed. You're going to hit your intervals by the speed. And also we're going to talk about cadence quite a bit. So that is kind of the layout. Those are all the options you can do this on. You can also do it in a pool, but I can't narrate that for you. Okay, so we're coming up on 8 minutes here. We've got 2 minutes left of this warm-up. What I want you to do here is just take a minute here and get inside your body. If you're able to, if you're on the bike, you can close your eyes for a minute. Get inside your body. Let's relax those shoulders. Let's, regardless of what you're doing, we're gonna relax our shoulders. Let our elbows be loose. Let those hands, we are not white knuckling them. Pretend like you were holding a Pringle or a butterfly or something in your fist if you're running or walking. And at the end of this workout, I want to be able to eat that Pringle, okay? Might be sweaty and a little, little soggy, but it's still intact, okay? So nice, easy, easy hands. Other things to think about, nice, strong spine with space in it. So think about allowing your spine to be nice and tall, like you have a balloon kind of floating through your spinal column, coming up through your head, and it's helping, that helium is kind of helping you stay tall. It's a little aid to you. Letting your femurs in your hips kind of just glide effortlessly. The hips are, pretend like they kind of got some Crisco oil on them or something like that, that just gives them a little bit more, they don't feel like they need an oil change. Okay. And then just going down the legs a little bit, nice relaxed calves. Feet are gentle, relaxed, kind of dangly almost. And in 3, 2, One, we're in our first interval. I did not make a big deal out of it because remember, we're starting on the recovery. So this is your RPE 4. So if you'd like to take it up by one here, increase your resistance a little bit, be my guest, but you don't have to. You could stay right where you are. If you are running and you've got a GPS on, I encourage you to let that GPS tell you what it wants to tell you, but don't have that pace dictate your workout. So if you're looking right now and that, you know what, I'll save that little spiel for our next for RPE. Okay. I want you to be able to get into this first interval, which is an RPE of 6. We've got 10 seconds. So I just want you to turn it up a tiny bit. Be conservative more than ambitious. Here we go. We're on the clock here for 1 minute with an RPE of 6. So that means literally just one small turn of the volume dial. It does not mean turn it all the way up. You should be able to go longer than a minute here. A minute should not feel like, oh my gosh, I've got to really recover after this. Just like, okay, I'm picking it up, getting my blood flowing. Remember here that we want to keep our feet nice and relaxed, regardless of what you're doing. We're going to work on cadence on the RPE 8. We'll talk about that. For now, let's settle in for these last 15 seconds. Here's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're back to our 4 here, back to our recovery. Okay, so come on down. And if you're run walking, this is where you're going to walk. This is where you're jogging. This is where you're easing up on resistance if you're on a cardio machine. And the reason why I don't want you to be like, oh, okay, my easy pace just is like, say it's 10 minute miles or 10 minute splits. Okay. If that is your like, oh, I've got to get there. And again, we're coming back after maybe not being super consistent with our exercise. By our third round through, that easy pace might need to be a 10:20 or a 10:40. And if you're glued to one number, your body isn't going to get what it needs. Okay, in 5 seconds, we're going up to an 8. Here's 2 and 1. Let's take it up to an 8. Adjust the resistance. Adjust the incline if you're walking on a treadmill. Or if you are running, this is where the cadence plays a big part. I want you to think about quick, light feet. Quick, light feet. Do not increase the size of your step. If anything, make it smaller, make it more frequent. Same thing on the bike. The resistance gets a little harder, but I want you to be spinning those same RPMs. 20 more seconds here. Good job. We're coming into 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take it back to that 4. One round of intervals done. We've got 1 done. This is our recovery. Keep it easy. If you can, try not to be like, oh, we want a 4. We don't want a 2. We don't want a 1. We want you to stay at a spot where ideally you can kind of recover by breathing in through the nose and exhaling through your mouth. Okay, so the mouth isn't in and out. I'm trying to go in through the nose, slow your breath a little bit, and out through the mouth. We've got 15 seconds, then we're gonna hit that 6 again, okay? 10 to go. See if you can find that just medium, easy, medium pace. Here we go. We're on the clock for RPE 6. I like to call it easy medium instead of medium easy, because our first adjective is our friend easy. This whole workout is brought to you by the letter E for easy, as we glide in between our intervals here, in between our intensities. Lower your shoulders, relax your hands. Let those legs just run out underneath you like the bicycle wheels. 15 more seconds here. Here's 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Nice. Coming back down to that 4. Okay. So we are exactly halfway through our intervals right now. You get to pick what is best for you. That's what I love about spinning and also a virtual workout, is you get to pick what you need today. So if you're like, okay, I've got this, but I'm going to keep my intervals at RPE 4 and 6 through the end. I'm going to do that 3 more times instead of going up to 8. 2 more times. Got it. If you want to challenge yourself a little bit more, maybe turn that 8 into a 9 because you're feeling pretty good and you feel like you can recover at that 4, that's your prerogative. It's all good. Bobby Brown and I agree. You can do this your way. 5 seconds and we're going up to that 8. Here's 3, 2, 1. Let's go. We're up to the 8. Up to the 8. Quick feet, light feet, regardless of what you're doing here. Keep that cadence humming along. High cadence with high resistance equals speed. High resistance and low cadence gives you a little speed, but it's a lot more strength, especially on the bike, and it can be kind of detrimental to your knees. So just keep those legs spinning. Quick light, quick light, quick light, quick light. Same thing goes if you're walking. Quick light, quick light. 15 more seconds here. And then we're going to glide right back down to that 4. In 3, 2, 1. Take it back down. 2/3 done with our intervals. 1 more round left. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Slow things down. Out through your mouth. If you're walking between your run intervals, perfect. Still work on your breath. Still work on your breath. 30 more seconds here. And we're going to go up to our 6. RPE of 6, that easy medium. Here's 3, 2, 1. Let's go. RPE 6. Take it up. Just a notch or two. It's still at an intensity, even though we're almost 20 minutes into the workout here, that if I said, okay, we're actually going to do this one for 2 minutes, you might not like me, but you could do it. Okay, so it's not all out. Oh my gosh, I need that interval break. Nice cruisy little hustle. 35 seconds in. Last time through. Last round, best round. Let's be as intentional in this round as we can. 15 to go. Here's 4, 3, 2, And one. Woo! All right. Right back down to that four. Give me that four. Give me that easy peasy all day long. It's a walk. It's a jog. It's your legs almost moving without your direction or your giving them directions to move. If you're on a bike or an elliptical, nice job. Halfway through, we've got our last number eight coming up in about 25 seconds. Again, this can be a six if that's where you need it to be today. Remember, we've got a nice 10-minute cool down coming down after that, okay? 10 seconds. Here's four, three, two, and one. Here we go. Up to that eight. We got this. We got this. Let's hang in there. Think about your body more than your speed. Are your shoulders low? Is your spine long? Are your feet moving as quickly as they can? We're going to take 15 seconds in three, two, one. I just want you to think about quick, light feet, regardless of what you're doing. Make them easy, make it easy. 5 more seconds here. Here's two and one. You can broaden that focus. We've got about 10 seconds left here. Here's four, three, two, and one. Nice work, nice work. Come on down to that four, or if you need to come down to a one or a two for a couple minutes, I don't want you to stop moving. Definitely do not stop moving. But if you need to slow your roll on the walk or the run or whatever you're using, you can do that here. And then we're going to come back. So I'm going to give you about a minute and a half here to give yourself a little break. I'm going to blow my nose, grab some water. So if you hear me gulping or snotting, that's what it is. For the record, I have a towel here on my bike. I am not farmers blowing in my basement. I'm gonna grab some water. Whew. All right. So I like that workout for a couple reasons. I like a nice long warm-up. Personally, I don't like a nice long warm-up. Purposefully, I like a nice long warm-up. I get impatient. I'm like, oh, 5 minutes is enough. But you know what? The longer your warm-up, the more your body kind of gets the signal that it's time, we're going to move it. And the other thing, too, is that I find that it takes a little time to kind of get into the mentality of a workout. It used to be that I could, you know, literally get out of bed at, you know, 5:15, 5:30, I was out there, you know, running and just going. And that's not the case anymore. If that's the case for you, enjoy it. I love it. I love that for you. But for me, again, getting the body physically ready and the mind, right? Leaving all that stuff behind. This is actually the second time I've recorded this because I recorded it yesterday and I'm hoping the sound is better today. I had the microphone, I think, a little close to I had it pinned on my t-shirt instead of, and so it was like right next to my mouth. So now I've got it on my sports bra. I'm going, what's that called? Sports bra squad in my basement right now. Yesterday I talked about, at the beginning of the workout, in the intro part, I talked about how sometimes it's really hard to break away, right? Because you've got, you know, maybe you're doing this and your family's still in town, or you've got a big deadline for work, or one of your kids asked you to sit down and help them with something, do a puzzle with them, whatever it is. And you're like, oh, yes, and I really need to work out. And so the thing that I've learned thousands and thousands of times is that I am always better. I'm always more the person I want to be after a workout, right? And this is 32 minutes. This is not a super long period of time. We're back to just our nice, easy pace here, by the way. You're jogging. You got that walk that feels like you are, you know, maybe you have a little bit more time to make it to your gate. But just easy, letting the body cool down, calm down, glide on down. Feel good. We've got about, let's see here, we've got 6 more minutes of cool down left. So, yep, it's always, you always feel better after a workout. And because you feel better, you are more patient, you are more focused, you are more able to deal, think with creativity and clarity, and all those things that you need when you might be feeling conflicted or feeling like, wow, this is not just what are we having for dinner tonight. This is a bigger, this requires more thought from me. So I know it's like, you know, nobody ever regrets doing a workout. That's a meme for a reason. But I gotta say, often when I wanna do it the least, when I'm feeling like, oh, I really gotta take care of this deadline, I've really gotta fill in the blank, something needs my attention urgently. You know what? We are not the president of the United States. Some of you may be doctors and you may be needed urgently, but the vast majority of us, we can take 32 minutes, maybe it's 45 to get in and out, changing, all that kind of stuff. No shower necessary. Just, you know, dab your brow, call it good. And just remember, like, it's just, it's too important to not take care of yourself. And this, in my mind, is one of the highest forms of self-care. Okay, stepping off my soapbox now. I'm also kind of impatient with the cool down, not gonna lie. And this is where, if you need to cut some corners, if you take at least 5 minutes, I'm good with that, as long as you truly cool down and you're not like darting home because you need to get home to pack up a lunch for somebody, okay? So that means that you walk if you are running, or you jog if you are running, you slow your walk a little bit, you get your body to a place where if you know your heart rates, you're low zone 2, maybe even zone 1, you give yourself a chance to kind of come back to that equilibrium. I know a lot of us here are near or in perimenopause, menopause. I know we talk a lot about hormones and cortisol in this part of our life. And yep, cardio does increase your cortisol levels. So I kind of think of the cool down as like a nice warm blanket on that aspect of my body. Just like, okay, you showed up. Thank you. We need you, but we don't need you to stick around for hours and hours here. I'm going to let you know that I'm coming back down. I just reduced my resistance by 1 on the bike. Less than 3 minutes here. And just kind of calmly coming back down. Breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. Even better, not that, you know, this is a competition. It's not a respiratory competition. But if you can breathe in and out through your nose during an easy effort, that is like jackpot for your heart rate. It brings your heart rate down automatically. If you want to give it a go right here, just take a couple breaths, close your mouth, and hit, just allow yourself to go in and out through your nose. And if that is incredibly hard for you to do right now, like you're like, no way, I couldn't do it. Not like, oh, I'm kind of on the cusp. I probably need to slow down a little, but you can't do it. You need to slow down a lot. Okay? Said with love in my heart. Take it easy. Take it easy. If I had a soundtrack contract, I would be playing the Eagles right now. Working real hard. Oh, no, that's Steve Miller Band. I don't know how it goes. Sorry. And I wouldn't sing it for you anyway, because that's just not where we want to be. All right, last minute here. So maybe you're coming up close to your house. Maybe you are coming down a little bit more on your machine. Just right here. I like to take these last couple seconds here. Always, always good job. Good job, Dimity. Good job, whoever is listening to this. It doesn't matter if you felt gassed during that workout or you didn't perform the way that you wanted to. You showed up. And that, my friend, is the secret to getting to where you want to be and also taking care of yourself. It's a one-two BOGO, right? Buy one, get one. 10 more seconds here. Here's 4, 3, 2, and 1. And that is officially 32 minutes. If you got a little bit more time left in you, you can keep walking at an easy pace or keep going at an easy pace. In the meantime, though, I want to thank you for sharing your workout with me, for gliding it up together. I hope this was useful to you. You can use this link whenever you want in Many Happy Miles, whether you want to use it every time we have it on the calendar, or if you want to pull it out in May because you like this workout and you want to do it a couple times in May. That is absolutely acceptable, and I encourage it. So great job again, and I will see you next month with a different workout. Take care. Good job.